T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, man. Well, it's one of those days, and one of those days that reminds you that time marches on. How many of you, come on, be honest, how many of you, because of one health condition or another, are no longer able to shovel your own driveway? How many? Yeah, well, Phil, you're not in that category. But someday it will happen. It will definitely happen. I don't think there is a more humiliating, emasculating feeling in the world. I would rather talk to my doctor about erectile dysfunction. I'd rather do a whole show on erectile dysfunction than actually admit to difficulties shoveling the driveway. It's not the most advisable thing to do. So it's just one of those examples of time marching on, and you've got your own thing. If you have a baby, you know that this is the time of the year where it's not just a question of throwing the kid in the car seat and driving to where you want to go. You've got to make sure the car is warmed up a little bit. You got to make sure that the little ones are properly bundled up. And then I saw one lady today carrying one of those gigantic car seats that doubles as a kind of like a carryable cradle through an office building. And it's like, wow. I remember when we were little kids, we just hopped into the back seat, hopped out of the back seat whenever we got to the destination. Now it's all about the car seats. And those of you with strollers, you take the kids grocery shopping, you've got more than one kid, and you know that can be a challenge, not to mention taking the cart through the lot and wishing that somebody out there would invent shopping carts with snow tires. I don't know how excited you are about Billy Joel coming to town. I really would like to see Billy Joel. But for the life of me, and don't hate me for saying this, but did I mention that I love Billy Joel and I think he is one of the greatest musical talents of our generation? Okay. For the life of me, I was stunned to hear he was playing a stadium show at this point. I thought for sure that if Billy Joel came to town, it would be at the hockey arena and not the football field. But he does a lot of stadium shows in the larger market, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Now, Paul McCartney, when he was in town in 2015, if you will remember, he played the arena. And if there's anybody I thought would play a stadium show, of course, it was a little late in the season, but if there was anybody who was going to play a stadium show, I thought it would be Paul McCartney. So I'm very interested to see how many tickets get sold for Billy Joel. I mean, they'll probably, I suppose it'll probably sell out or close to it, because it will be an event that people will want to say they actually attended. But be interesting to see the ticket prices for the better seats, because who wants to go to a concert? Who wants to be in the upper row of the stadium seeing a little speck of Billy Joel and a bunch of video screens showing you Billy Joel playing as you sit in the stadium? I'm eagerly awaiting all the information on ticket prices and availability, and of course all the bots will no doubt be active, and all of the great seats will be scooped up immediately, and everybody's going to have to wait and see what the secondary ticket market offers, I will confess that if it's a show I desperately want to see, the secondary ticket market is generally where I go. It's where I went for Paul McCartney, and I've been to a few Steely Dan shows courtesy of the secondary ticket market, which we used to call scalpers back in the old days. But the law of supply and demand works. If you want to see something badly enough, you will pay what you are willing to pay to get the tickets for the best possible seats. I do regret, just a little bit, I regret not seeing the Stones last time they were in town. But at that point, my annual entertainment budget was pretty much exhausted, and I refused to dip into other categories of expenditures just on general principle. But I do kind of think I was stupid maybe in not doing that. But I guess we'll get into that on a different day. I was also surprised. It's November, right? And I'm listening to Sandy Beach and Tony Caligiuri this morning, and they're talking about this show coming up in August, and it's November. That's a long way away. That's almost a year away. They're announcing the show. That's almost like Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And speaking of concerts, and speaking of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I'm going to start your afternoon off swell, at least somebody. Right now, I have a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Saturday, December 14th at 3:30 p.m. at KeyBank Center. Minimum value of $80, courtesy of Metamorphic Concerts. General contest rules apply, and the number to call is 644-9875, 644-9875, and we will take the ninth caller to win tickets to TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So good luck from News Radio 930 WBEN. So let's see. Anybody mind if I stay kind of politics-free today? And is that going to really upset anybody? Is it going to send you into apoplexy? Yeah, I don't think so, because I've got some research I need to do tonight regarding everything that's going on and the overwhelming amount of information and the cacophony of spin that is going on all over the media. If you are feeling, and we hopefully will get into this a little bit later on, if you are feeling somewhat overwhelmed, if you are feeling like you just can't keep up with all of the hype, with all of the breaking news now, and here's my spin, and here's my opinion, and here's what the law says. No, here's what the law says. If you have ever felt overwhelmed and information and opinion overloaded, join the club. It's a big club. It is normal. And I once again have to give props to Dr. Jerry Goldhaber, formerly of UB, who way back in the 1980s was a very in-demand speaker at various companies and colleges in Japan, elsewhere overseas, in the United States, on the dangers of the high-tech age ushering in information overload that human beings simply cannot handle without it resulting in stress and anxiety and a feeling of being utterly overwhelmed. So if you are somebody like that, do not feel that you are alone. You are not alone, okay? You are absolutely not. And we have so many things to get into today. And we might get a little bit on the periphery of impeachment here. Ann Coulter says Donald Trump must go. That's the big underlying headline on Drudge Report right now. We will have, by the way, complete coverage of everything impeachment coming up starting tomorrow on News Radio 930 WBEN. But I'm going to try to weave everything together in a coherent tapestry of words and stuff for you guys today. And I may have had a thought. I might actually have had an original thought today. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes luck, you know, sometimes the lightning hits. So I'm driving into work. And when I come into work, we do have a winner, by the way, of the TSO tickets. We do have a winner of the TSO tickets, so you may stop calling now because we already have our winner, and I think we'll have more to give away later on this week, so we'll have more chances for you to win. Thank you very much for trying to win them. One lucky person already has won them, and we thank you for trying, and we thank you for listening. Unfortunately, in the words of Bad Santa Billy Bob Thornton, they all can't be winners now, can they? So anyway, that's when he ate the advent calendar and put candy corn and aspirin instead of what the advent calendar would usually have, pieces of chocolate for Thurman Merman. And I think the kid pulls out an aspirin or a candy corn, and Billy Bob Thornton's character says, well, they can't all be winners now, can they? And unfortunately, I can't give prizes to everybody who called in. So anyway, getting back on track, I'm driving into work. And please understand, I've discovered something. It only took me about 40 years to figure this out. But your humble host, your correspondent, I leave earlier for work than I ever have left. I have always been a last-minute person. Back in school, were you the kind of person, if you knew you had a 10-page essay to write and you had 2 weeks to write it, you would wait until the night before it was due to write it? Okay, that is how I was. Are you the kind of person who you are told you need to be somewhere at 3, you are 20 minutes away, and you leave approximately 19 minutes before you are to make the 20-minute drive? Okay, that used to be me, but I have recanted and rekindled my life, and I now have decided that it is a lot easier to be earlier to places than it is to be later to places. It's just a lot less stress. It's a lot less anxiety. It's just, it's a much more relaxed feeling, okay? I don't get upset driving because it's pointless, and I give myself plenty of time to get from point A to point B. So I'm on Maple Road. I have just made the left-hand turn from Flint. By the way, dear UB, dear town of Amherst, would you please build sidewalks on Flint Road for the UB students who are stuck walking in the middle of Flint Road in order to cross Maple to get onto campus? It is not fair for the students of UB not to have sidewalks on which to walk because so many of them live across Millersport, and they, first of all, they've got to take their life into their hands by crossing Millersport, and then they have to take their life into their hands walking on Flint Road. And it's just every year I say the same thing, and someday there's going to be a terrible and yet totally preventable tragedy. Why not get together and use some of those student fees instead of bringing in every left-wing radical commie speaker you can for student activities? Why not get together with the town of Amherst, partner, and put sidewalks in on Flint Road for your students, because it's a tragedy waiting to happen. So anyway, I make my left-hand turn from Flint onto Maple without hitting any UB student. And it was a very light traffic flow when I was driving into work today. And the van in front of me, literally, and I had plenty of following distance. I'm not really into tailgating people. Sometimes we can't help it, but I'm not into doing that usually. But anyway, dude or dudess, literally, without warning, slammed on the brakes and did a U-turn directly in front of me. Did I give them the finger? No. Did I yell? No. Did I scream? No. Did I hit the steering wheel? No. Instead, I thought to myself, this is a great talk show topic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, God, no, not another driving show. But I am going to use that as a metaphor, okay? And the question based on that experience is, based on your observation of human behavior, and I wish I could use the real word I want to use, because it would be entirely appropriate, entirely fitting, and in my opinion, would be in keeping with contemporary community standards. But I can't because of the FCC, and I don't want to get my employer jammed up. I don't want to jam up myself. But it dawned on me, this wasn't a driving situation. This is an epidemic of the screw you society. Yeah, I wish I could use the other word. But do you believe that we have entered into the up yours, screw you society? Now, it could be in traffic, it could be in stores, it could be in interactions with people, it could be in social media, whatever. Have we become the screw you society where nobody else in the entire world matters except you? Or you perceive other people as having this particular disorder where people increasingly are becoming less courteous, less considerate, and it's all about them and the rules and the laws and the norms, if you will, don't apply to them. They are for other people. And you see this a lot driving, but I think you see it a lot in other areas of life. Those of you who work customer service, I always like to put out a special call to you, because if you work customer service, whether it is telephonic customer service or whether it is face-to-face customer service at a big box store or something like that, you have to deal with people who basically want to return something, want to exchange something, are unhappy with the services that you have provided. Have we entered the up yours, screw you, nobody matters in the world except for me society? And it's not, you know what? It's not just about driving. I am taking the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man that stopped dead in front of me without any warning, without any sign. It's not like the wild turkeys of UB had decided to walk across the road at that moment. This van just stopped and made a U-turn as if I wasn't even there. And I do believe that social media may be a contributing factor, because we all believe that people are interested in seeing what we're eating. We all believe that people are interested in seeing, you know, what we are doing. Everybody can be a star. Everybody can be a celebrity. Everybody can be a person of interest, if you will, on Facebook. And we are all, to greater or lesser degrees, somewhat narcissistic. And with all respect to everybody listening, if you are a little bit narcissistic, I also think that that is entirely normal. If you are not just a little bit narcissistic, or shall I say, if you're not just a little self-confident, this world will devour you and eat you alive. Or as somebody once told me, if you don't blow your own trumpet sometimes, nobody else is going to blow it for you. And we are talking about a literal trumpet there, just so you know. So, have we become the screw you society? Despite how we try to raise our kids, why have we become the screw you society? And your personal examples of the screw you society. I would like your telephone calls, because, again, we've done shows on what drives you nuts about driving, especially winter driving. But I'm going to use that van that slammed the brakes on in front of me and made the U-turn on Maple Road today as a metaphor. as I ask you the question, have we entered the screw you society? The phone numbers to call, and yes, I know there are many phone numbers, and for that, I apologize, but you ought to listen to Coast sometime. They've got a million, phone numbers there. The landline phone number is 803-0930, 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. That is free if you're calling long distance, if you're a snowbird listening to us by poolside down in Florida or Texas or wherever it is to where you have moved. It is 1-800-616-WBEN. That's 1-800-616-WBEN. No, that does not mean we have Billy Joel tickets to give away. It simply is a reference to the fact that Billy Joel is coming to town in August. All right, guys, you can call now, and I won't keep you on hold forever and ever and ever. Basically, if you're just joining us, I'm using something as a metaphor. On my drive into work, a van, without warning, stopped dead in front of me on Maple and made a sudden U-turn. Did I get upset? No. Did I get angry? No. Because I give myself plenty of time in my schedule now to deal with traffic and contingencies and the exigencies of traffic. And I just refuse to let it bum me out. But I am asking the question, have we become the screw you society? Not just with driving, but I'm talking about in general. The screw you society. Do we have manners anymore? And one of the things that I have noticed where manners, I think, have improved, I have noticed more people opening doors and holding doors open for other people, and more people thanking the people opening up the doors for them. I think we have improved in that regard in the recent shows. Guys, we're not giving away Billy Joel tickets, so please don't call the concert lines. We don't have the tickets. We're not giving them away. Just because you hear a Billy Joel song, it does not mean we've got concert tickets to give away. I wish we did. I'd probably scarf some up myself. Here is Gary in Tonawanda. Gary, have we become the screw you society?
Hey, Tom, am I the fourth caller?
No. You're killing me. Stop it.
Hey, it comes down to, I'm 69. Your parents, what you grew up, what they taught you, and then what you, moving forward, you respect for other people, for elders. It's like this society now, millennials, they feel entitled. They probably come from two-parent families, and then one parent doesn't give an arn or whatever, and teaching them as far as driving.
But I have to interrupt you because, like, you're 69, I'm 56. You know, we're two old farts, you know, past our prime and all that stuff. But, dude, when I go out, I don't act like an old man. And you would be stunned, as I am pleasantly surprised every time I go out and I go out a lot and I interact with a lot of people. And the millennials I meet are super cool and super polite.
Well, you know what? I think maybe that car in front of you probably was an illegal immigrant.
well, you mean a transgendered illegal immigrant?
I'm really serious, too.
I'm just kidding for the sake of hyperbole.
But also, Tom, it's not our manners, it's our rights. We're losing our rights. Look at California and now get New York and the police state. All of a sudden, felonies are dropped to misdemeanors. And if someone breaks into your house, guess what? They're suing you for breaking into your house. I mean, this is totally ridiculous.
Well, they're doing away with cash bail for a lot of misdemeanors.
That's right. I just heard that last night. Yeah. I mean, it's like, California, you can steal anything up to like $850 and it's a misdemeanor. So why wouldn't you go into a store and steal up to $800.
And for those who don't know what you're talking about, California basically reduced or actually increased the threshold for grand larceny. So California merchants are experiencing a shockwave, a tsunami of people shoplifting because it's worth the risk.
Yeah, there's no penalty for it, so why not? And that's what the society is getting to, the far left. And believe me, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse if a Democrat gets in the presidency and all that stuff. It's just going to snowball.
What if Donald Trump gets thrown out of office? What happens then?
Well, he's not getting thrown out. That's absurd. It's not going to happen.
What if?
No, there is no what if. It's just not going to happen. It's not. It's impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Yeah, this is. I mean, there's no grounds for it. I mean, it's what he did. I mean, compared to what Nixon did, it's like.
Yeah, but you're talking about the law, not political reality, and that concerns me.
Well, I tell you what, if he's,
when you've got people like Ann Coulter saying Trump must go, I don't know.
Well, you know what? 2 years ago, she was for Trump. I don't know what blew up her skirt.
Well, how about Anthony Napolitano? A lot of people who were on Trump's side at one time are fleeing the ship. Do they know something we don't?
No, I don't think so. I just think if he gets thrown, there's anarchy coming. I mean, there's just anarchy coming.
If Donald Trump is removed from office via impeachment conviction.
Oh, absolutely. There's anarchy in the streets. And then, I mean, and then if they come for our guns, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on point number two. An interesting article in The Atlantic. Yes, did I say The Atlantic? Yeah, I said The Atlantic, about fracturing America. But basically what you're saying, you believe that the screw you society is a result of the millennials. I don't think it started with the millennials. I think it started with us. I think it started with the baby boomers, especially the late baby boomers like me. I think my generation is a big part of the problem.
Well, it's possible, but you know what? Our schools and what they're teaching our kids growing up all the way through college doesn't help any either.
No, but leftist ideology aside, it seems as though common courtesy and common respect, and I know this is trite, and I know people have talked about it for decades, but it seems to me anyway that it has accelerated in recent months and recent years.
Well, I don't know if I go that far, Tom. I mean, I've experienced opening doors for people going into supermarkets and stuff, and they don't even have to say thank you. And it's like, I guess kind of like, okay, whatever. But it's like, thank you. It doesn't hurt.
No. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Have we become the screw you society? Not just driving. We've done a lot of driving shows. But in general, have we become the screw you, only I matter, you don't matter society? Here is Ricky on WBN calling in from Hamburg. Ricky, hello.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I think that your topic here is pretty accurate. For an example, just earlier, and this happens all the time, and not in just one location, multiple locations, I was in our local coffee establishment here in Western New York and going to get a coffee, standing in line. The only person inside the store, two, I would say, younger millennials, on their phones, texting, doing whatever, talking to each other, knowing I'm standing there, full aware, and don't even acknowledge me to take my order.
So these were people who were on the job working behind the counter, and they were texting on their phones.
Yeah, right there, blatantly, just like I wasn't there. And
that is so wrong. I have been a volunteer bartender at some community events this past summer, and I took great pride in the fact that nobody came to my area of the bar and had to wait more than 5 seconds to be acknowledged for their drink order.
I mean, that's good on your part. I mean, you know, you most of the time you're on the other side, so you know how it is.
Oh, exactly. And I will tell you that a young lady named Erin at the Glen Park Tavern is a master bartender who I saw her performance on Friday, and she was magnificent.
Being a bartender at some bars, I mean, there's a, you know, from what I experienced just now, you know, to that, you know, the crowd's a little bit different. You got to wait sometimes. But, I mean, to be blatantly looked at, then completely ignored for 3-4 minutes, I know it's not a long time. My patience is not great compared to some. I was vibrating. I'm on my way to work. I'm just trying to figure out what are you people doing? Come on.
You know, that is a great point. And I'm not going to name the establishment because they have rectified the situation. But I complained not too long ago on social media about an experience where three of us walked into a place and we were basically ignored while the people behind the bar looked like they were basically chatting with their friends. That's what it looked like to us. And it wasn't just me. It was the two women I was with, my throuple. It's good to be part of a throuple. And, you know, the long story short, you know, it is a problem. And looking at it from the other point of view. Now, and what got me in that case, and I'm not going to name the place because they've taken care of the situation, was it wasn't crowded. But when a place is teeming and swarming with customers trying to get a drink, it is one of the most difficult jobs in the world, as far as I'm concerned, being a bartender and keeping track of who was where first with the money.
Now, on that note, I think that a lot of the places that are swarming and teeming with, you know, a lot of patrons and stuff like that, you're not going to see this issue because that's why the people are there, because service is humongous. I mean, that will bring you or take you away from going to a place to eat or to drink.
Well, I do encourage people to be patient and understanding when places are short-staffed. And a lot of places are having a hard time finding people who want to work, who show up when they're supposed to, and who can show up for more than one day before they resign.
Oh, absolutely. That the construction field, a lot of my friends own businesses, and they're constantly asking, you know, do you know this person? Do you know that person? And they say the biggest problem they have is that same age group, they want a lot top dollar for no knowledge.
Yeah.
And when they go to perform, their performance is subpar.
Yeah, look, we're on the same page, and even, you know, even guys who are, shall we say, on the labor end as opposed to the more the management end of the spectrum, you know, they have a lot of these issues with which they have to deal. My buddy Billy Bing, very, very well-known carpenter. He's a big dude in the Carpenters Union a while back. You know, it's hard to find people for the vocation sometimes.
Absolutely.
And for those who know Billy, yes, we really are friends. We hung out again on Saturday. I see Billy probably 2 or 3 times a week.
On a little side note, I wish David was there. I just wanted to, so proud of him. I'm a big listener of you guys, and it's just proud to have that gentleman part of Western New York and, you know, thank him for his service.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go back to the calls. Sam in Williamsville. Sam, have we become or are we becoming the screw you, nobody matters but me society?
Well, Tom, another great topic. A million things are going through my head. But I think it's like the comment you made about Aaron at the Glen Park. I learned from a real smart guy a long time ago. To me, it's a matter of training. One caller said your parental training. All right. But if you treat people in a quality manner with quality service, you know what's going to happen? People are going to, like a magnet, sort of gravitate back to you.
You know, and that is such a great point. And I single out Aaron at the Glen Park Tavern because we go out a lot. My extended family of about 50 to 100 people, we go out a lot. And we notice service. And this young lady behind the bar at Glen Park Tavern, she was in the middle of serving, helping the servers get drinks, taking care of the people at the bar. And she still found time to acknowledge newcomers who walked up to the bar and just said a simple, "Hi, folks, I'll be right with you." Just acknowledging their presence. And that is a true professional.
I know exactly who you're talking about. But I will say this. I do believe in my heart and mind that we are living currently in a more insensitive society. The polarization of the political structure creates some of it. The information age, as you highlighted earlier, I think creates a huge part of it. And people are, by nature, a little bit egocentric, and we all think that we know what we're talking about. And at some point in time, there isn't a method. There isn't a method to come to what is the right thing to do. And people are insensitive, and they're not patient enough to go through a creative process to get to the end state, which is the right thing to do. Now, I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Well, it does. And, of course, one problem that people have is you have to make sure that people who are your friends are really your friends. And unfortunately, ever since time immemorial, it has been the case that one may smile and be a villain.
Couldn't agree with you more. Now, what was that saying that somebody said to me at one time? You can never totally, your good friends you can trust. Who you think might be your friend, you better watch out. Because they'll say something polite to you, and then, they'll be walking down the hall and call you the greatest scum in the world. There's those people out there.
No, we've all been there. I don't understand what motivates somebody to do that, but there certainly are enough of them out there. Thanks very much for the call, Sam. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
If you are on hold, I want to be respectful of your time. So I will tell you that coming up, we have a commercial break. We'll have the news at 4. I'll be back to my part of the show at about 7 or 8 minutes after 4. I will minimally reset the topic for new listeners and then take everybody's call in order. So your patience is appreciated, but if you need to call back after we get back into the call-ins, I totally understand. I'm just letting you know, so if you're on hold, know that I will get to you and know that I'm acknowledging your presence on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.